Wow. That's all I can say right now. Hello, welcome to the Clippers Beat. It's your host, Nikki K. OMG, I haven't done a solo podcast in a while, and here I am, solo dolo today. I apologize for the delay and the inconsistency over the past 2 weeks. Here's the deal. We are in the off-season, or what I like to call the on-season of the NBA, and it's like one big event after the next. The flow of information is constantly changing. Last week we had the NBA draft. The Clippers selected two young upstarts from the Florida State Seminoles, a team I happened to cover during the NCAA tournament. Was excited to get on board with that, but then it's like the ball has just been rolling with all these free agency rumors, and right now it is the Friday before the big day. Sunday, free agency officially opens June 30th. It'll be 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And oh my goodness, it's like something new every 20 minutes almost. And so I had a continual layout. I could have talked about the Clippers billboards here in Los Angeles. I could have talked about Lou Williams winning the Sixth Man of the Year for the third time. I could have talked about the NBA considering a shortened season. But no. Stephen A. Smith gets on ESPN this morning and drops a bomb. Basically, he is putting forward that late last night, so this is a Friday morning that I'm getting to this recording. Stephen A. comes on and he says that overnight the word has been that Kawhi Leonard, the prize jewel of the Clippers free agency pursuits, the guy we had been linked to all season long, Kawhi Leonard, the Claw, the reigning NBA champion, is quote-unquote seriously considering the Los Angeles Lakers. All right, now, there's a couple of layers to this. Actually, there's a lot of layers to this. First of all, nobody really knows what the Kawhi Leonard camp is thinking, except for the select few. That's been his MO. And honestly, if you were on Twitter at all yesterday, you would have seen Kawhi chilling in an inflatable raft in, I forget, he's somewhere on vacation right now. He's in a tropical place. This is going to bother me, so I'm great podcasting here. Oh, Barbados. In the Barbados, Kawhi Leonard is living his best life, as he should. Meanwhile, NBA rumorverse, Twitterverse, is on its head, trying to figure out where this guy is going to go. So Kawhi is in Barbados riding a floaty boat with his girlfriend. He's also pictured in Barbados wearing a Toronto Blue Jays baseball jersey. Yet Stephen A. comes on this morning talking about Kawhi giving serious consideration to the Lakers, who also, by the way, just happened to finagle some extra space for another max contract. They sent three players to the Washington Wizards. Anthony Davis is waiving $4 million. And so signs are pointing to the Lakers have some inclination that they can at least get a meeting with one of the big guys who will be making moves or considering making moves this offseason. I mean, from the Los Angeles Lakers perspective, in a win-now mentality, I think you can take Kevin Durant off the table as he will be redshirted for the next season. But Kyrie Irving, Kawhi Leonard, especially, who the Clippers, I mean, Jovan Buha of The Athletic said it perfectly. It'd be one thing for the Clips to strike out on Kawhi, but for him to go to the Lakers, oh my, that is agony. That is just an extra dose of, I mean, for everything the Clippers have done right and for all the turmoil the Lakers have been in, for ultimately them to seemingly, from the outside, be in the same position to land Kawhi Leonard, that's not an easy pill to swallow. But then again, who knows? Ultimately, from what I understand, Kawhi's camp will be meeting with the Lakers, the Clippers, and the Raptors. The Raptors will get the final meeting. The Clippers were once were once considered favorites, and then a couple of things happened, like the Raptors winning the NBA Finals, and the Lakers getting Anthony Davis. So, to me, ultimately, I think Clippers fans can look at the situation in the purple and gold, and a positive sign for Clippers fans would be that, you know, if Kawhi were to go to the Lakers, what's the power ranking there? Is LeBron number one? AD number two? Because typically on LeBron James teams, it's the big man who gets left out. But Anthony Davis taking a third seat to Kawhi and LeBron, and aging LeBron, that doesn't make a lot of sense. Is LeBron going to be number three? What if LeBron gets injured? Kawhi likes to have the ball in his hands. There's a lot of questions with how that scenario could shake out. Also, wouldn't that be the ultimate sus move? Kawhi Leonard, reigning NBA champion, goes to join two other top five players in Los Angeles. I think that might even be reamed harder than the Kevin Durant decision was. So, yes, while Stephen A. Smith can report that Kawhi is seriously considering the Los Angeles Lakers, and once again, I'm not reporting anything. I'm just looking at the big picture. I don't know what that would ultimately mean for the legacy of Kawhi. When he really just put himself on top of the world, what would it do if he decided to join the Lakers? So, Clippers fans, feel disheartened a little bit, but look at the big pick here. And I'd say it's still, that's a lot. That's a lot to process if Kawhi Leonard were to join the ultimate super team. You look at three of the top five best players in the Lakers uniforms. I don't think that's good for the NBA. I was honestly pretty excited about how the board would shift. It began with Kevin Durant leaving the Warriors. I mean, now he's out with his injury. So the landscape is changing regardless. And gosh, these next couple of days are going to be crazy. So that's as about informed on Kawhi as I can be at the moment. But it also is going to impact what Kevin Durant will do. Because let's just say Kawhi does join the Lakers. That team, Kawhi Davis, I'm losing it already. Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Davis, LeBron James, the only team with a realistic shot at taking that squad down would be the Golden State Warriors as constructed. So then does that affect Kevin's decision? Would he not leave Golden State if Kawhi goes to the Lakers? Who knows? And also, really, Kevin Durant going to the Nets over the Knicks? This is a crazy world we live in. And I know I just said it a couple of seconds ago, but Sunday can't come sooner. There's going to be a lot of decisions to be made, and a lot of decisions depending on the decisions of other free agents. So, wow, sorry, you guys. Then you look at the rest of the Clippers. What's Patrick Beverley going to do? Tim McMahon, who covers a lot of the Texas teams for ESPN, he's reporting that Patrick Beverley is seeking a deal in the 3-year, $40-plus million range. And he's looking at suitors like the Dallas Mavericks, the Lakers, the Bulls, his hometown Bulls, and, of course, the Clippers. So, and his agent, Bill Duffy, also just happens to represent Luka Doncic. So that it's just going to be crazy to see what the Clippers can pull in the wake that they strike out on their free agent targets, their top free agent targets, Kawhi Leonard and Kevin Durant. I don't know. There's so much to be talked about, but then we're also at the point where it's like we're talking circles around everything. A couple of other news items that are worthy of mentioning. Lou Williams, like I dropped at the top, sixth man of the year, third time, back-to-back. Three overall. He's reigning back-to-back. He deserved it. We saw it lights out, campaigning hard for him all season long. And I actually was at an MBPA camp for kids in Southern California. Lou was one of the guest speakers. Got to hear some campers ask him some pretty cool questions. And it's kind of fun in that situation because, right, you're listening to kids who aren't tuned into necessarily what media critics are saying all the time, what NBA Twitter is spewing every second of every day. And they approach the game and this star with a genuine curiosity. So you hear questions like, "Hey Lou, what Clippers coach is the funniest?" And Lou answers, "Sam Cassell." So that's the type of content you're getting from Lou. The kids asked him, you know, who was the hardest guy he ever guarded? Who was the player he looked up to? And Allen Iverson, lo and behold, came out of Lou's mouth a couple of times there. I think AI really had an impact on how Lou developed his game. And it was cool to hear Lou Will give tribute to AI. Now, one of the campers also asked him, "Hey, you know, what's going to happen if Kawhi comes to the Clippers? Is Kawhi going to come to the Clippers?" And Lou had a pretty cool answer off the top. He said, "You know, hey, we had a pretty good thing going last year. We accomplished a lot. And if Kawhi decides to come, then yeah, maybe we're looking at a 50-plus win team. But there was no desperation in Lou's answer there. He was very confident about this Clippers squad, regardless of if you add Kawhi to the mix or not. And yeah, of course, you got to play that game calm, cool, and collected no matter what. But there was something genuine about Lou's kind of tone of assurance with how the Clippers have put their franchise, this team, I mean, the excitement around what they have in that locker room, no matter who joins, is genuine. And speaking of that young talent, another little news item, Landry Shamet, Sham, he's been invited to participate with the select team at Team USA's national team camp in Las Vegas in August. He's going to join a group that includes Zion Williamson. So that's a pretty big news for Shamet. Got to be cool to be recognized on the national scale there. And I've got to imagine he'll enjoy playing with Zion too. So, like I said, the news items continue to roll out. And Lou Williams, going back to him, bopping all over here. He's made some headlines recently for his comments on Toronto, which go in favor of trying to bring Kawhi back home. It's a subtle but not so subtle plug at why playing for the Clippers would be more ideal for a guy like Kawhi, even if he just won the NBA title in Toronto. And Lou, who was a former Raptor, goes on the Gilbert Arenas podcast and says, "You know, when you play in Toronto, you feel like you're playing overseas. I don't think they'll ever sign free agents up there." And yes, Lou might have invoked the wrath of Raptors Nation, but he kind of followed that up saying, "You know, you're living in Canada and you can't wait to go on the road sometimes. And living out of the country, you've got a new phone account. You have to open a new bank account. It may just seem like a hop and a skip and a flight away, but it's still very different, which can be underrated. And maybe, possibly, in the Clippers' favors, it can take a toll on you when all you want to do is be back in sunny Southern California with your family and friends, just a short drive down the 405 freeway and the 5, right? San Diego 405 to the 5, I believe. I haven't made that commute enough. Forgive me. Forgive me for my lack of commute savvy here. But anyways, I wanted to keep this kind of short and quick. First of all, droning on by myself it feels a little weird, and hopefully I get more and more comfortable with this as the podcast grows and evolves. I want to have some guests on, but also I know that this podcast will be completely irrelevant in like 72 hours. So just take that with a grain of salt. Wanted to check in with you, Clippers Nation, and as always, so grateful for your listens. I want to start answering questions, so follow me on Twitter at Nikki, KaySN1. That's Nikki, KSN1. I work for Spectrum News 1 here in Los Angeles. That's what the SN1 stands for. So send me your Twitter questions. We'll get to them. I'm so excited for this next week. The drama is going to be juicy. It's going to be a soap opera. It's going to be great. And that's why we love the NBA. And also hopefully trying to get out to a little bit of Las Vegas Summer League action to watch some Mfiondu Cabangele and Terrence Mann in action. We haven't even talked about who the Clippers are bringing in, but exciting stuff. Also got to talk to Lawrence Frank on draft night. So his enthusiasm for the future of this franchise is high no matter what happens come free agency. So at the end of the day, it's a good day to be a Clippers fan. Once again, like, comment, subscribe. You can find this podcast wherever you get your pods at or at clnsmedia.com. Gosh, I got a Friday tongue twister here. But thanks again, you guys. Have a fantastic weekend, and we'll check in next week.